Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And a good Saturday morning to you. We're going to help keep that vehicle of yours running smoothly with the help we get from ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. With me here at the Minnesota State Fair, our broadcast center. Hi, Dan. Good to see you again.
Good morning. Good to be here.
It's been a whole year since you were out here.
Well, that's it goes by quickly, doesn't it?
Indeed it does.
It's actually frightening how quickly it goes by.
Like everything else.
Yeah.
Lloyd's Automotive, not far from here.
It's not. Yeah, we're just over on Grand Avenue. So we're kind of in my neighborhood, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Welcome to my neighborhood.
We've come to you. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, if you have any kind of a car care question, you know Dan's helped us out here on CCO for about 25 years or so. We've kind of lost count. But call in your question or text. A bunch of folks, Dan, have already sent text messages. The number's the same. If you want to call in your car care question, 651-989-9226. Same number applies to your text messages. It's been a busy time, I understand, at Lloyd's Automotive.
Yeah, Lloyd's
really busy.
Well, really busy, which is, I'm not sure if it's surprising or not, but we were fortunate enough to have a record month this month in August, and it's pretty exciting for me to be able to, it's still fun to grow.
Well, that's
it's still fun to jump over hurdles, but it doesn't come without a pretty special staff and a pretty special client base. It takes everybody and a perfect orchestration for records to happen. As you know,
it's the pieces of the puzzle have to fall in, into
right.
place. Now,
yeah.
Why do you suppose that is? I'm glad to hear that. But are people taking care of their vehicles and they know where to go to get a good job well done? But certainly. But are people being more aware of what their maintenance needs are?
Well, I think it's that. And I also think that cars are so expensive and people believe that it's a major investment and it's worth maintaining. You have to maintain it because they're just not replacing cars as often as they used to. And people who do, and some people still buy a new car or lease a new car every 2 or 3 or 4 years. But somebody else takes that car, and of course the car needs to be maintained because it's going to go at least 200,000 miles. And so in that process, there's lots of repairs that need to be done.
Parents or parents and grandparents kind of helping the kids going off to college and maybe finding a new or used previously owned vehicle, and they bring it in, right, for a checkup.
You know, and used cars are a hot commodity.
They are.
They're hard to come by, good used cars, and that's another reason that people are keeping them up is that the value of a used car is still pretty high. And so they're worth the investment. So, but yes, we are finding that parents and grandparents are helping their kids and grandkids get their cars ready to go back to school. And of course, even high school nowadays, all the kids have cars. And
How about that?
That's a dream for us when the family gets 3 or 4 or 5 cars in the fleet and pretty much one of them's there every week.
Isn't that true? Oil change or whatnot. Yeah,
you've
absolutely.
Been through that. You know what that is.
And still am, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
All right, 651-989-9226. Call it in, your car care question, or send a text. This came in earlier, Dan. Is electrical, let's see if I can read this, is electrical one of the more expensive repairs for a vehicle?
Well, I don't think so. Maybe it used to be harder it probably still requires more training, but we have it and we're able to do electrical, and I think maybe now we all prefer it. It's in my opinion better. It's clean, good clean work, and I have equipment that helps me figure things out.
I was going to say that since you began in the business a few years ago, I mean, the diagnostic tools have really must have changed.
Well, then, when I started, nobody knew what a voltmeter was, and now we practically can't do an oil change without one. So, it's gotten way more complicated, way more sophisticated. But in my opinion, it's really, really good. You know, when we think about what we expect of our cars, for them to start at 40 below in the wintertime, and we expect them to keep us cool as they go down the road at 100 degrees, and the cars accomplish all that. They are amazing, I think.
And what would you recommend? I know we have to take a quick break here. As far as tires, I was noticing, because I look at, you know me, I'm always looking at the pressure on the tires because I have that thing on my
head. You're like a funny guy.
I know.
I have to talk you out of repairs. Like, Denny, not yet.
But you should, I mean, if you, I think it's good to know the cold pressure level of a tire. Right?
Well, combining the information of the cold pressure on the tire itself, and then the tire pressure on the door jamb itself, combining those things, knowing what they both are, and coming up with a balance.
It's a starting point. Anyway.
On where you want your tire pressure and how you want it to feel.
If you have a car care question, keep in mind Dan's going to be here only till about 7:45, so don't wait if you want to call in your question for Dan, or send a text. Same number applies, 651-989-9226. Welcome back to the Minnesota State Fair and our Car Care Show here on CCO. Denny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, helping you out by phone and by text. Dan, we got a bunch of texts. We have a bunch of callers. So let's put you back to work here, and then we're going to find out where you guys are located at Lloyd's. But Michelle, I think, is first up here with a question on the phone. Michelle, thank you. What is your question for Dan?
Hi, Dan. I have a 2011 Subaru Outback with the CVT transmission, and I just recently have a red brake light flashing, service engine light, a cruise light flashing, ABS, and all the reading I do tells me that's geared anywhere towards a loose gas cap to a catalytic converter. My question is it normal that, why do they have a red brake light affiliated with something that has nothing to do with the brake?
Well, oftentimes when the check engine light comes on, which is the first place that your shop is going to look for a code to see what's going on, but oftentimes when the check engine light comes on, in the process of that, the computer decides to disable the anti-lock brake system in the process, to just for safety purposes, because the computer is not smart enough to know exactly what's going on, and so safety will say, let's disable the anti-lock brake system, for example, if it's got a misfire or something, or if it has a transmission code or something like that. It will disable the brake system, the anti-lock brake system, just to be sure that it's not going to operate inaccurately. No ABS is better than ABS at the wrong time. So that's why they do that. So bring it in. It'll be a quick check to see what it is. And in that process, they'll reset the check engine light, and that'll take care of all the other lights too.
Dan, we were mentioning that Lloyd's Automotive is not far from where we sit now here at the fairgrounds. Where exactly are you guys located?
We are on Grand Avenue, which is, you're right, it's not far from here. We're at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at Lloyd's Automotive, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net, or give us a call. We're not there this weekend because of the long holiday weekend, but most Saturdays we're there at 651-228-1316.
Very good. Let's go back to the phones. Beth, I believe, is calling from Maple Grove, Minnesota, with a question. Hi, Beth.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. How can we help you?
My question is pretty simple. I own a 2009 Mazda 6. It's due for a spark plug change at around 100,000 miles, and I've been quoted $717. Is that a fair quote?
Well, you know, I don't have that information in front of me to see exactly what's involved to put spark plugs in. It seems on the high side to me, although the spark plugs are expensive. To get spark plugs that go 100,000 miles, which, you know, yours have lasted that long, they're pretty special plugs. So they're expensive. But that, in my opinion, seems a little bit on the high side without looking it up. So what I would certainly encourage you to do is just call around and get a couple estimates. Anybody would be glad to give you an estimate. It only takes a minute to look it up. So I would encourage you to just check and be sure that it's in the ballpark and be sure that who's doing it is somebody that you like and respect.
That's good points. All right, thank you, Beth. Good luck with that. Let's go to Steve, who I think is still hanging in there from Waconia. Steve, you're on with Dan.
Yes, good morning. I've got a 1989 Chevy 5.7 and an old pickup that sat for several years, and I got it going the other day, and I've got a pretty good oil leak coming out of what I assume is the rear main. If I put some of this stop leak stuff in the engine, is that likely to seal that up, or am I going to have to replace the that seal, and how big a job is that?
Well, I wouldn't say that it's likely to seal it up. I have seen that work, so it's certainly an inexpensive try. So if you want to, that's probably a good idea to try that first. If indeed it does not work and the leak continues from back there, of course the rear main is exactly between the engine and the transmission, so they need to be separated. And whichever is the least labor is what we would do, either remove the transmission. Probably we would remove the transmission or remove the engine and clean that all up, put a new seal in, and reassemble it. And that's a big job either way. So, removing one of the major components like that is a full day job, and that gets expensive.
Dan, we have to take a quick to our listeners that Dan will be here with about another 15 minutes or so. So call in or text in your car care question, 651-989-9226. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Dan's going to be with us for about another, I'd say 8 minutes or so. So, Dan, let's get to it. Kind of a lightning round here this morning. Let's get back to the phones. Eddie, I think, has been waiting there, Marine on St. Croix. Eddie, what is your question for Dan?
Hey, guys. I got two questions. One will be real quick. Number one is nitrogen in tires. I have a 2018 4Runner. It doesn't have nitrogen in the tires, and I do notice that there's a pretty good fluctuation in pressure. Is nitrogen going to be that much better than air?
Well, it will have an effect on that change in pressure. We've debated this for years, and I don't know how much I'd be willing to pay for nitrogen in my tires. If my car came with nitrogen in the tires, I'd probably feel good about it, but I don't know if I would do it after the fact.
Okay, I can get free nitrogen, but
yeah.
Okay, so that was
then I would do it for sure.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing is I'm embarking on a trip to Afghanistan. I have to be off Okonis for 330 days to be income tax free, and my 2018 4Runner is going to be parked in a pole barn. So my plan is, because there's a lot of mice that run through there, and they like to attack wires and so forth, I'm going to put it up on tall jack stands, take the tires off, and hopefully it'll prevent them, the mice from getting into the engine compartment. Is there anything, because it's not going to be running for a minimum of 330 days, what should I do to prepare the truck to be put up like that?
Yeah. The truck will be fine. I don't think you have to do too much for that at all. Excuse me. Maybe the one thing that you would have to do is do something with the battery. Probably take the battery out of the vehicle and put the battery in a place where where it won't freeze. Put it someplace warm that's well ventilated, and take care of the battery that way.
What about the gas?
Well, and the gas will be fine for a year or two. Well, you could put some gas additive in there, some stim gas stabilizer. Okay. Yeah. So put some of that in the gas. But the mice are a really big deal. And boy, I don't know. If you have a known mouse problem in a building where you're putting a vehicle, I'm not sure I'd do that. Because mice will get in the vehicle, and especially for that amount of time, the smell that you get inside the vehicle will absolutely wreck it. So I don't know that part. If you know you have a mouse problem, I'm not sure I would do that.
You know, Dan, as we have mentioned in the past, we've had people write and call us about mouse magic.
Yeah.
To put these packets all over the place.
Right.
Mouse magic. It's kind of like a peppermint smell. And I put it in the engine compartment. I put it inside.
Right.
But you're right. Those mice can jump.
Well, and you're putting it up on jack stands, they'll crawl up those. And you can't keep them out. That's my point, is it's impossible to keep them out. So that part would really scare me. So do a whole bunch of mouse prevention stuff if that's where you end up landing with it, because that's a really big deal.
And more importantly.
Denny, just to finish that thought, I had a friend who had a very expensive sports car. And it actually totaled it. The mice got into it, and they could never get the smell out of it.
You can't get that out.
Yeah.
Well, Eddie, be safe over there. Come back safely. And appreciate the call this morning. Brenda is calling from Plymouth. Brenda is probably going to be our last caller this morning. Hi, Brenda. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. We have a 2007 GMC Yukon, and the airbag light has been on for a while. But now the front driver's side seatbelt is not clicking. Those two things have nothing to do with each other, right? And what causes the seatbelt to stop working? Do we just need to get a part ordered or what?
Yeah. They do have everything to do with each other. There is a sensor in the seatbelt receiver that senses when the seatbelt is buckled. It's part of the anti-lock brake system, and that's a common failure, actually. So they could very well be related, but yes, that seatbelt receiver can simply be replaced. It's sometimes a little bit complicated. The seat might have to be removed out of the vehicle or something like that. But we do them all the time. It's not a huge deal. But in that process, just ask them to see what the ABS light is all around. Or was it anti-lock, or not the anti-lock brake, the airbag light, I'm sorry. Have them check the airbag light and see what that's about, but they very much could be related.
All right. Let's grab a text or two before you take your leave, Dan. Here's one that says, I have a 2003 Silverado, 103,000 miles. Every morning when I start, the dash lights come on for about 2 seconds, then go out. After I drive 2 or 3 miles, they come back on. This happens every day.
Yeah, there's connections on the back that are a little finicky on those particular vehicles, and that dash assembly, all the gauges, is another area that we see problems. We quite frequently have to take that whole dash assembly out. They can be replaced with a new one, or sometimes it's more cost effective to send the old one out and have it repaired and rebuilt. And that works also. So, I think at any rate, the process is going to involve taking that instrument panel out and seeing what's going on with it.
Here's a 2004 GMC Sierra. Every few days, the engine will start, then kill. I attempt to start it again about 5 times. Then it starts, runs fine for a few days when the same thing happens.
Try a different key.
Ah.
Yeah, the security system that's built into the key will sometimes cause problems like that. If that's not the case, then I wouldn't be surprised at all if it's in the security system itself. But sometimes it's in the steering column also. But the easiest thing for you to do is just try a different key and see how that goes.
All right. Let's see. Where is this? We have a van. There's another storage question here. We have a van that rarely gets driven, and it's due for an oil change. Should we change it now before storage or in the spring?
That's a good question, and I don't have a good answer.
They're
both good answers. the one thought is, let's get all of the acidic-y stuff out of the oil and have good, clean oil when it's stored. That's a good answer. The other one is let's wait until we're ready to put it back on the road and start with fresh, clean oil that hasn't been sitting around for a long time. So I don't know. They're both good answers, and do whichever feels best to you.
Here's one I think I know the answer to. Will losing your gas cap and not having your gas cap on potentially turn on your engine light?
Yes, it will absolutely do that, but even bigger than that, as it rains and so forth, and you get moisture in your gas tank, that causes big problems. So take care of that quickly.
All right. You get that phone, will you?
Yeah, I will.
It might be somebody who wants Lloyd's. In fact, here's one before we take or leave. The boys at Lloyd's Tech says are the best. I've got 280,000 miles on my vehicle, and they've helped me maintain it always. National fact, the average ownership of the use of the car now 12 years. Thanks again for being there on Saturday mornings.
Well,
that comes. That's unsolicited from a listener. Thank you for that.
Thank you very much for that.
And for those who want to get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's, how do we do that?
Well, other than today, come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul, right near the fairgrounds here. You can find us on the web at Lloyd's Automotive, L-L-O-I-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316. We'll be back in the office on Tuesday.
And you're going to be on the road. I know. Be safe where you're going, and we'll see you maybe back in the studio in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Dan. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.